See the fog rolling in off the ocean, drifting lazily eastward through the redwoods. In the distance, the familiar sound of barking sea lions. Cows mooing from a friendly farmer's pasture. You're in Humboldt County. Settle back, relax, and listen to the beautiful sound of...
The Buttle writes, KHSU station ID, that is no longer a legal ID. The legal ID would be you're listening to KHSU and KHSU HD 90.5 Arcata, KHSR 91.9 Crescent City, and KHSG 89.9 Garberville. It's about a minute before 11 o'clock. Gus Mozart here with you on my 40th anniversary show, playing all sorts of stuff from 1978 or earlier. And this is a classic single that was released in 1978 by a band called Little Roger and the Goosebumps, and then they got into trouble with Led Zeppelin's lawyers. This is Gilligan's Island, Stairway.
Started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, the skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a three-hour tour. A three-hour tour. Now the ship's aground on the shore of this uncharted desert isle, with Gilligan, the skipper too, a millionaire and his wife, the movie star, oh, and the rest, well, they're here on Gilligan's Island.
I'll be with you till 10, filling in for Sammy. Tonight I'm doing my rock and roll show because I'm going to be on from 7 to 10 on Friday mornings, and I won't be playing rock and roll, so I'm trying to get it all out of my system tonight. Here's the Tubes and Hit Parade. The Tubes are America's most misunderstood rock and roll band.
Now do the low, yo, 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 yo. standing on the corner, trying to get a ride to the other side. When way down underneath, all she had to do was move her pretty feet and do the low yo 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 yo. All right, baby, do your low yo yo with all your stuff. Now, baby, do your low yo yo stuff. It's in your beanie, whether you're long, tall, short, or skinny. Sometimes it's rough. You mean to tell me it's that low yo-yo stuff? Low yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo. Fast goes fast, slow goes slow.
You that my mama told me when I was just a little boy. She told me I couldn't help myself to get down on my knees to pray. And Lord God Almighty, so I feel all down on my knees and didn't want to say it. Save us, save us.
Okay, I was going to try and do a little production work during that last song. And I almost got it done, but not quite. So, Mike D, I know he really, really wanted me to play the Bee Gees because they had five number one hits in the same... They had five songs in the top 10, I think, at some point in 1978. So, we'll put the Gibb Brothers there in the background. There you go, Mike. Bee Gees bed music. We just heard from Kathy McDonald, a great singer from the Bay Area. Put out an incredible solo album in the early 70s called Insane Asylum. That was the title track, sung there with Sly Stone. Great band of Bay Area musicians. Pete Sears on piano. Willie Dixon tune, of course. We started with Monty Python, the Royal Festival Hall, piece. Always loved that. The instrumental piece we heard after that was Steve Howe, the guitarist for the band Yes, from his second solo album. And the tune was called Penance. We also heard from Roxy Music from their classic album Siren, Both Ends Burning. Butta Rights did the ID at the top of the hour. Little Roger and the Goosebumps, Gilligan's Island, Stairway. That was, they were sued by Led Zeppelin, and they had to destroy all the remaining copies of that single. It's very rare. I don't own a copy of it, but I do have it on tape, and it's even on YouTube, too, in fairly decent quality, where you can find things these days. The Tubes, yes, maybe the most misunderstood rock band in America. They were one of my favorite bands. I used to see them all the time in the Bay Area. Incredible theatrical band, but they could play. They were an amazing rock band. Love Will Keep Us Together, the old Captain and Tennille tune. I love that. Captain Beefheart, someone that the Tubes idolized, from his classic 1972 album Clear Spot, we heard Low Yo-Yo Stuff, and then ended up with Kathy McDonald and Sly Stone. It's almost 20 minutes after 11 o'clock. Programming in KHSU is supported in part by the Arts Center, catering to the artists and everyone, featuring a broad selection of art supplies, including notebooks, paints, brushes, pencils, portfolios, and much more. The Art Center is located on the Arcata Plaza. So I've been getting a lot of phone calls, and I'm running around doing all kinds of stuff here. So most of them I have not answered. Sorry about that. I'm not trying to be rude or anything. It's just there's a lot to do here. See, I had this queued up, and then I pulled it out. So I'm going to queue it up again. We'll turn up the Bee Gees a little bit. A couple years ago, when Bruce Springsteen was touring in Australia and New Zealand, they were doing a lot of covers. They did, you know, Friday on My Mind by the Easy Beats, bands that were from down there, AC/DC, and they were near the hometown of the Bee Gees, who grew up in Australia, and they did a great version of the song. Didn't sound... Well, the melody was the same, but they rearranged it. It was pretty incredible. You know, and in hindsight, this doesn't sound too bad, does it? As far as disco goes. But another album that came out in 1978 that I liked better was called More Songs About Buildings and Food. And it's the Talking Heads.
Tastes real good. They're going in those clubs.
This is Russ, another Bamboo episode, even though I'm filling in for the monkey, who's usually on the microphone. It's almost 11:30, and it is really hot up in this studio for some reason. I mean, it feels like it's about 95 degrees. I've got my shirt off. I've quit drinking tea because it's too hot, even though drinking hot liquids when it's hot is probably better for your system than drinking cold liquids, and so on. This is Leopold Stokowski conducting Bizet, Dance Boheme from Carmen's Suite, number one.
John Lennon. Number 9, Dream. Always a favorite song of his, of mine. We also heard Todd Rundgren, Don't You Ever Learn, from his album Todd. The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway, Genesis. A bit from the Carmen Suite. I called it Boheme back then, but it's dance. I think it's Boheme. Bizet. Sparks did Achu. Gesundheit. Talking Heads, The Big Country. Well, as usual with these things, way too much material to play and not enough time to play it in. Hope you've enjoyed this journey through the past with me. Jimmy Page here in the background. Braun E. Yore, named after a stone house out in Wales, I believe. Led Zeppelin album, Physical Graffiti. I want to thank Ryan Lee, filled in for me last week. And Danielle, who will be filling in for me next week. And thank you, Danielle, for the lovely cake. I have not had a chance to eat any of it yet, but Danielle baked me a cake and brought it up here. And thank you very much. Very sweet. And thanks to all the people who called, some that I talked to, some that I didn't. All the Facebook posts and everything. Thanks for all the love. Really means a lot to me. And I'm going to leave you with, this was a suggestion of Peter. He said, what was the first song you played when you had your own show? First song that was your own show. And it was, I had an hour shift. It was from midnight to one. It was my first solo outing. And I played this tune by The Byrds.
Always alone, never with a her. Prettiest mare I've ever seen, I have to take my word. Up on Stony Ridge after this chestnut mare. Been chasing her for weeks. Well, I'd catch a glimpse of her every once in a while, taking her meal, bathing. Fine lady. This one day I happened to be real close to her and I saw her standing over there. So I snuck up on her nice and easy. Got my rope out. I flung it in the air. I'm gonna catch that horse if I can. And when I do, I'll give her my brand. And we'll be friends for life. She'll be just like a wife. I'm gonna catch that horse if I can. I got her, and I'm pulling on her, and she's pulling back like this mule going up a ladder. And I take a choice, and I jump right up on her. Damn if I don't land right on top of her. And she takes off, running up onto the ridge, higher than I've ever been before. She's running along just fine, till she stops, and something spooked her. It's a sidewinder all coiled and ready to strike. She doesn't know what to do for a second, but then she jumps off the edge, me holding on.
Above the hills, higher than eagles, were gliding, suspended in the sky. Sun, we were riding, my eyes were filled with light.
crawling down this crevice about a mile down that sink. I look down and I see this red thing below us coming up real fast, and it's our reflection, this little pool of water about 6 feet wide and 1 foot deep. And we're crawling down right through it. We hit, we splashed it dry. That's when I lost my hold, she got away. But I'm gonna try to get her again someday.
We're going to finish now with a... This is a song that James wrote. It's a lullaby.
It's
really beautiful.
It's such a comfort to have you up here.
Yeah, I like having you up here, too. Why don't we form a duo?
Go to New York City.
Live in the Albert.
Live
struggle.
The Albert.
I'm a night owl, baby.
Sing.